We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello, you guys. Welcome back to the Secret Place podcast. I'm your host, Carew Ellington, if you're new. But if you're not new, welcome back. And I've missed you, y'all. I'm so excited about this episode. We have probably my favorite Christian artist, Wande, in the cut. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. I'm telling y'all, like this, I'm so excited for this. Me and my cousin were literally driving here. We were like, should I pull up in her music or what? Listening to her music or what? But thank you so much for just taking the time out of your day to be on this pod. The Lord's definitely, he put you specifically on my heart to be on this pod.
That's beautiful.
So there's definitely girls and there's guys as well who need to hear your story. Mm-hmm. So let's just crack it right open. Like, let's get right into it.
Yeah.
How are you so bold about the Lord? Like, if you guys don't know Wande, she's a Christian rapper. Is that how you would describe yourself?
Yeah.
Any other things that you would describe yourself?
You know, rapper, pop artist, all, you know, we do it all.
She does it all. Social media, I mean, like, she's absolutely killing it. You just came out with a new song.
Yes, Send That with Lecrae. Yeah.
Come on, send that thing up. Send that thing up. It's fire. Y'all go listen to it if you haven't already. I've already posted it, all my stuff. It's so good. You came out with that how many days ago?
It's like a week, about a week.
About a week ago, yeah. And I know it's killing it because it's so good. So she's a Christian rap artist, but you guys probably have already heard of her. Y'all better. If not, go check her out. Tell a little bit about your story. Like, what got you into the rap world? Have you always felt the Lord, like, call you to be a rapper? Like, have you always been a Christian? What's that look like?
Yeah, so it's crazy because God used Christian rap to bring me to salvation, but wow. I never knew that would be how it would go down, but had no plans of being a rapper, was just a fan out here, and then God just radically,
she was a fan.
Yeah, God just like radically changed my life. So it actually started off with, ironically, whenever I was young, I was allowed to go to church and stuff like that, and so in my, you know, journey of going to church and stuff like that, the word of God actually started to hit my heart, and I was like, you know what? I want to do something different. I think I want to change up the music I listen to because I feel like what I'm listening to now don't agree with what my spirit is feeling. And so at first it was like simple. I just loved the Christian remix to top 40 songs. And from there I was able to find real Christian rappers like Lecrae. And so I actually became a fan, tapped in, I really loved it. And then I was like, man, I want to see if they're performing. I want to experience this in real life. And I saw that they're performing at a summer camp that my church goes to.
That's a lit summer camp.
But I was never allowed to go to summer camps actually because my father's actually Muslim. Okay. And so for my family, my dad was like, that's too much. Like, you can go to church on Sunday, but nothing else. My mom was like, hey, if you can convince your dad to let you go to summer camp, then feel free. And I was able to convince him, you know.
Come on.
They had an internship program. I said, you know, hey, they have an internship program. And then he's like, okay, whatever. Internship program in college. And so I went, and I ended up getting radically saved, at that camp, bro. Like, before Lecrae even came. It was like a week long. And, yeah, I was on fire, passionate about God. And then
what year was this?
It was 2009. It was a long time ago.
Dang.
He said, yeah.
She been following the Lord like a little soldier.
A long time ago. And so, yeah. And then they came at the end of the camp. I remember I was sad because I didn't get to meet them. And so that's even funny how God worked that out. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, he just transformed my life. I went back to school, wanted to tell people about Jesus.
Wow.
I remember I wanted to tell my dad, but he was like, I think you're kind of delusional.
Mm.
And so that's also why I'm so rooted, because since since my father disagreed, I had to actually seek God for myself. And so that looked like waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to read the Bible. That looked like any opportunity I had to go to church, I had to cherish it because it wasn't like a thing. Like, he was like, nah, I don't want you going to church no more. Like, this whole Christian thing is too much.
Where are you from? Like, where's your family from?
I'm from Nigeria.
Period.
Yeah.
Not the girl that's overseas.
Yeah, and so, yeah, it was kind of like a weird tension time in the home to where it was like, I don't know why this girl is so passionate about this Jesus stuff.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so he was kind of like, I need you to shut up. You know, it's too weird. Like, people are going to think you're weird. And I was like, no, you don't understand. Like, he changed my life. And so that was just like the passion. So I thought my life was just going to look like, you know, me helping out my homies and just serving in church and me just helping whoever needed to know about God. But then God said, plot twist. Yes. I'm going to add a little sauce to your story. And in high school, he ends up showing me that I can rap. And so that's whenever my life drastically changed.
What was it like when you figured out you could first rap? It was. What was you rapping to first?
It was really funny. So it was no. It was biology class. Megan. It wasn't. She wasn't even. Yeah. So it was biology class, right? And so my teacher was like, "Hey, you can do a rap if you want to."
Oh wow.
And Nicki Minaj was like the one who was out at that time. So then I was like, "Oh, you know, Nicki can rap. I guess I can do this." And
yeah, yeah.
I did a rap about cellular transport. And my friends were like, "You're actually really good at this. Like, you could be a rapper." And I was like, "Dang!" I noticed that I started getting a lot of attention. Wow. Like, it was crazy. And I was like, "Okay, bet since I get so much attention Come now, on. You know, we're gonna tell you about Jesus.
She ate it up.
We're gonna sprinkle it.
Come on."
And yeah, that's what I became, the girl who rapped wow. at school. But I would tell people about Jesus through rapping, and yeah, I just felt like God. He told me, you know, this is the beginning, yeah, but yeah. it's gonna be a career. And I was like, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was outside of my comfort zone. But yeah, God has been faithful ever since. Wow. I was just obedient. He actually had to scare me though, because I was like a little too scared to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
He showed me a dream actually, and he showed me the impact that the music would have on people's lives.
Wow.
And he did a spotlight. He actually showed somebody on stage rapping who was a girl. And then I was in the fan. I was in the audience as a fan with a friend. Wow. And then a spotlight shone on me, and he was like, "You know, this is what I want to do through you, but if you don't, you know, listen to me, you know, I'm going to use somebody else wow. and get it done." And I was like, I woke up and I was like, "Okay, God, I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen." And so since then, I took it very seriously. And I was like, "You know what? No matter who listens, I'm going to do what God told me to do."
Come on.
And yeah, that's kind of like how I ended up here.
Yeah, yeah. What does that look like whenever you're like wanting to follow the Lord? Like you got met radically with the Lord. The Lord saved you. But then you go home to a home that doesn't know of Jesus, know Jesus, doesn't support you. Honestly, you probably are getting persecuted for following Jesus.
Yeah.
I actually believe a lot of people are probably like listening and actually going through that. So like, what do you say?
Honestly, it's like a lot that goes through it. Cause I look back, I'm like, that's a lot of trauma. Yeah. but honestly, that's where the life of Jesus like plays such a big role. Cause you look at Jesus, I feel like through the persecution, I was actually able to get closer to Jesus because I was able to understand. So like, I would get punished sometimes for like no reason, like just taking their anger out on me, and it'd be like, oh, like now I understand Jesus, where he's like, you know, "Lord, forgive them, they don't know what they do." Or if my siblings are making fun of me, "Lord, forgive them, because they don't know what they do." Like, I'm just out here trying to live for God, like, and I don't know where this nonsense, this warfare is coming from. But yeah, I just really started to understand Jesus's heart of really saying like, "I'm gonna still love you in spite of everything that's going on right now." Music helped a lot because I had headphones, you know.
Yeah.
So whenever all the madness is going on, I have my headphones on. I could just listen to, you know, my brothers and sisters in Christ encouraging me through that, and the Word of God. Like, I feel like it made me really treasure the Word of God so much more, because it was like, man, like, I don't know why. Well, now I know why. Obviously, the devil don't want you to follow God, so he's gonna send attacks any way he can, but. It was kind of just like, you know, I have to treasure this word because I know he changed my life, and he changed how I view myself, and he changed just so much to where it's like, I can't go back. Like,
that's so good.
The only way is through it. So,
yeah.
You know, in spite of everything that's going on, I'm going to keep persevering, and I'm just going to love, and God is going to do miracles through my life to even show, you know, who he is, who he says he is.
Come on. Yeah. So what got you into like the music industry? So you went to school, middle school, high school, then high school, you figured out you could rap.
Yeah.
When did you like start putting music out? What did that look like?
Yeah. So it's funny, cause like I grew up in a time where the eras were changing. So in my time, YouTube was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's funny, I'm saying my time.
How old are you?
I'm 28. So yeah. Yeah.
Bro, how old do you think I am?
How old are you?
Guess.
21?
Yeah. Okay. I'm finna be 22.
Hey, okay. Look at me guessing. Wow.
Come on, Holy Spirit.
It's giving prophetic.
Hello. Period.
Hello, but yes. So yeah, so YouTube was the vibe. So I started off with YouTube. I didn't know anybody. I had no connection. So really, God literally put me here. So YouTube videos, I would do like little rap competitions.
Oh, eat it up, man.
Yeah, talent shows. But it really was YouTube and SoundCloud. Like, that was the only plug. But actually, my junior year of college, Reach, where I'm signed to now, they had an internship program. And ironically, the application said, "Do not apply if you're a rapper." But I was like, hey, I'm just not gonna say that I'm a rapper.
He
I'm
was
not
on
a,
the DL.
I guess I'm not a rapper this summer.
Yeah.
So I applied and I got accepted, and so it was a marketing internship. And wow. So I was just faithful. I just served during here. I didn't talk about my rapping. I served.
Wow.
Did what you know was needed. Helped mm-hmm. the artists and stuff like that. And yeah, God used my service to actually help me stand out. And then they actually hired me on staff. And then when they hired me on staff, it was so funny because I was still rapping because I knew God wanted me to rap, but he didn't say what capacity, but he said rap. And I didn't even know. They were watching me. So they're having whole background meetings about me, debates about me, like the exec meetings. So a beautiful testimony of that, too, is like the power of like destiny helpers and people like advocating for you. So I found out there's people on the exec team being like, y'all have to sign one day. I don't care. People like putting their dignity, you could say, on the line of like, I heard that somebody stood up on a table and was like, we're not leaving this meeting. leaving this meeting.
Dang, till I need them to advocate for me.
Not for real. And they're like, we're not leaving until y'all give Wanda a contract. And because some people were like, oh, you know, she's working and we don't stress her out. And somebody was like, who cares?
Yeah.
This is her destiny.
Yeah. Come on.
So that inspired me to be like, you know, Lord, let me go hard for, you know, whoever you tell me to whatever assignment. I'm going to go hard for them because you just never know whose life is going to change from you speaking up and being bold. But yeah, like. That's how I ended up here.
It reminds me of like the story of like David. Whenever the Lord said he was going to be like the appointed king, he didn't go immediately to be the king.
Yeah,
he went back to his job and to be a shepherd and waited for his appointed time.
Yep.
That's so cool because I just like can see that like in your story of like the Lord gave you that vision. And I know there's a lot of people who have that vision, but not necessarily seeing like the fruits of their labor.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, hold on to that vision because the Lord has never broke a promise. He will always pull through. Even if you're working, like if David went back and was a servant before he was king, like that's wild. So even though you came to Reach Records, you was just doing management media before you became like the talent before you became. So the thing is, you heard that vision, you heard that promise of the Lord, and you stuck with it.
Yeah,
and that's the thing, God ain't gonna break no promise.
Facts. And it's really beautiful. I want to encourage like everybody listening, like hold on, because being able to experience the other side of the testimony is such a beautiful thing. Like I remember, like literally they told me that we're having a meeting to like discuss an artist, so I'm like getting ready, preparing like my normal A&R stuff, and then I'm like, all right, you know, who are we here to see? And they're like, yeah man, I think the artist is running late, I don't know. Then the whole exec team walks in, they start dancing, like they play my song to pass the time, and I'm like, oh lol. And then they turn on the TV and it's a PowerPoint with my face, and they're like, yeah, we want to offer you a contract.
Wow.
And so like,
come on,
yeah,
Jesus.
I just want to encourage anybody, like if you hold on, it's a beautiful thing, because in that moment I was like, it is true what they say.
What?
Dreams do come true. But I literally was like, wow, like I knew God was faithful, but then just sitting there and like experiencing his faithfulness, like there's like nothing like it. And I feel like it even strengthens your faith to keep going, because it's like I can now count so many times that he's been faithful and to hold on. And so it's a beautiful thing, just holding on and keep going. Yeah.
What does it look like with, because then you get nominated for a Grammy?
Yeah.
So like, sis is stepping up. Like she's stepping. Peep the song. So like, what does that look like? Just the Lord's giving you that vision, and then you walk in faith. You go in that music industry, and like, sis is blowing up.
Yeah, I think to me the biggest thing I've seen is
you got any juicy stories?
There's a lot. Life is interesting, but I think the biggest thing I've seen is like in my particular life story, God has shown me not forcing things into like. Just knowing that he's ordering my steps, because ironically, whenever I try to force things, they don't end up good.
Yeah.
But then whenever I literally just am obedient, show up each day and let the Lord order my steps, that's whenever these Grammy things are popping up. Like,
So
I've had two scenarios with those. Like, so one was with Toby Mac. Out of nowhere, he just hits me up. He's like, hey, I really want Wanda. I want you to be on my album. And then I want you to come down to Nashville. I want us to work together. And so I'm just like, okay, Toby Mac. Like, this is Toby Mac.
Wait,
like,
when did you do a song with him?
So we did a song like 2 years ago.
What's it called?
It's called Found. And so
I don't know if I know it.
Yeah, but
that's fake found over here.
It's okay. So yeah, so that was like the first instance where
out of nowhere,
like unprompted, like God just put me on somebody's heart. And then that was like the first one that got nominated for a Grammy. Oh, and it actually won like a Dove Awards, which was beautiful too.
Wow.
And the second time too was like literally unprompted, like I was going through it. life. I was going through life. Mm-hmm. And I felt led to just not overthink anymore and just write from the spirit, like, what I was going through and, like, the encouragement God has given me. And so from that, it turned into a Maverick City collaboration that then got nominated as well.
Come on, Peach Street.
And so, yeah, yeah.
Wait, I got a question. Okay, so we were just driving. We were driving on Peach Tree.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah.
Because we look back at the lyrics and it said Peach Street.
Yeah.
But you're saying on Peach Tree.
Yeah.
That's literally where our apartment is that we're staying in.
Wow.
Spirit on low half O trying to take me on Peach Tree. Something. Yeah. Wait, so that's wild. Yeah. Okay. And another story, y'all, like literally just like in just this whole situation of us like heading down here. I came down here with my cousin to film and everything. Like, God is so intentional out of, like, all, like, the B&Bs. Literally, it's, like, 5 minutes away here. Wow. So, like, God is so intentional, like, with every little thing that he does. It's, like, he's just so good. And also, too, I just thought it was so cool that, like, because you talk about that a lot, about, like, Peachtree. Like, it's just, like, a part of your story. And then that's, like, where we're staying. Yeah. I was, like, wow, like, this is so cool.
Yeah. So, it's a beautiful thing. Like, God literally just, like, organizes your steps and everything to, like, put you exactly where you need to be.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Okay, so I literally just saw... You posted like a week, 2 weeks ago that you just got baptized.
Yes.
I need to hear the tea on that.
So it's so funny because that was not planned at all. So I had gotten baptized whenever I was in high school, like 17.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm like, I've been living with Jesus for a while. So I'm at church. I'm like, oh, this is so cute.
10, 11 years later.
Yeah. I'm like, this is so cute. People are going to get baptized today. Yeah. And so God's like, it's going to be you.
Wow.
And so... It's so funny, like, I literally was in church, like, enjoying the sermon, everything, and then, like, halfway through the sermon, like, Jesus was like, yeah, you're getting baptized today, and I was like, huh?
So, yeah, what is that, what that look like, because there could be people being like, first off, what is baptism?
Yeah, so it's like, it's basically a public declaration that you're Team Jesus, and, like, you know, your old self going down and your new self arising,
right.
And just kind of like, you know, the Holy Spirit now fully being with you. And so
what if there's somebody like listening up on this, like, dadgum, like, I feel like I need to get baptized, like, rebaptized. So, like, what does it look like if, because you said you got baptized, so why did you get rebaptized?
So after I got rebaptized, I feel like there were certain things I realized, like, why it was very important. So one of the things I shared was in the past I used to be a part of the sorority, and I had let that go and pray about it.
Talk about that.
Yeah, and so a lot of people don't know, but certain sororities and stuff like that, like, they make you do, like, basically rituals.
Talk about it. Talking my language.
And, yeah, and basically, yeah, like, I had to denounce it. I had to pray. Like, there's a lot of things I had to, like, let go and get off of me and get off my family line.
Wow.
Because when you're in it, you're just so desensitized. You're so tired. You're a college student. You're going through a lot of life. And I think a lot of it, they make it look casual. It's kind of like crystals and all that stuff nowadays. It's so casual to where you're like, how could this be evil?
Yeah.
And so, like, while you're in there, like, with the initial initiation ceremony, you're like, I've heard crazy stories, whatever, but then I'm like, okay, we're at a hotel. I don't think a ritual would happen at a hotel. Or different things, like, you're with your friends who it's like, bro, I'll go to church with you. I know you love God. Why would you be the one leading me to do something crazy? So yeah, I think because of that, and, you know, me not just being wise, I was kind of leaning on the faith of other people instead of leaning on my own understanding from the Lord. And yeah, I just, you know, partook in it. And so yeah, it's unfortunate, like, a lot of different things, like, you kneel, and I feel like it's very rehearsed and advanced advanced level evil, I guess I would say. Like, everything is, like, premeditated and, like, calculated to where it'll confuse you if you're not, like, thinking deeply. So, like, different things, like, there might be a Bible verse in the initiation. So then while you're sitting there, you're kind of still confused because you're like, okay, there's a Bible verse. Why would this be evil? But the Bible verse says, your God will be my God, playing in your face. And just different things that, like, they just take scripture and twist it. And
you think all sororities are...
I wouldn't say all, but I would say any that's not professing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ as who we're founded on, I would say that's the problem. So another issue is that they say, like, we're founded on Christian principles, but then the initiation has, like, different Greek gods, and their crest and their official thing is a Greek god. Yeah. So it's kind of like common sense if you want it to be common sense. But I think if you're not trying to see it, mm-hmm. you're gonna be blinded. Same thing can happen with music. If you're not trying to hear it, you're not trying to hear it. So yeah, I think all of that, but then they put like blanket statements to make you feel better, mm-hmm. to like try to disprove it, of like, oh yeah, we're founded on Christian principles. But it's like, okay, anything can be founded on Christian principles. Like,
right, you feel like in that there is like just like some like what demonic oppression. There was some sort of like you said, like in the ritual, there was some sort of agreement you came into.
Yeah, so that's the biggest issue. You have to willingly agree to kind of come into submission and come into agreement. Mm. And then, like it says, these are spiritual foundations of our organization today. We're all coming to agreement. We're coming into a bond. And, you know, this is the new you.
Yeah.
And so even that, this being the new you. Yeah. Wow. So it's like, I think when you're in college, it just seems like fun.
Yeah.
To even do this thing called a probate, which is whenever you come out as a new member and like the new you. And you're supposed
it's
to go.
It's giving
in,
Bible, but twisted.
Yeah, yeah. So like even all those different things, like you process later because like you have a mask, you take it off, and you're like, yeah, it's the new me. You're revealed to like the whole school and everything as the new you, and they give you a new name as well. Like it's a whole thing.
I ain't know what sororities and all these people did, but this sounds whack.
It's so it's crazy, and so I feel like that's one of the reasons why the Lord wanted me to get baptized again, to even publicly declare it's like the kingdom of hell. Like,
oh, period.
I'm not team Satan, bro. I'm team Jesus, and so I had denounced all that before I had gotten gotten signed. So like I had left my sorority and 2019 2018, so I had like publicly left and like prayed about it, and then even talked to all the different girls, whatever, they like call me like, hey, you left. And I was like, yeah, you know, God. But the God even brought me through so much with that, because at that time the Lord had even taught me now how to be bold, because back then I thought it was loving to not make people feel bad, which is not love. And so they had asked me, they said, oh, hey, Wandy, why'd you leave? Like, do you think this is bad? And I felt bad. I didn't want them to feel convicted.
People pleasing, like, man. Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, no, you know, I just did it for me. Like, you know, I just felt like I shouldn't be a part of it. Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, now I have the revelation, like, nah, like, nobody should ever partake in that. So, like, even that, I had to apologize to some of them, being like, hey, man, I'm so sorry that I didn't tell the full truth of saying, like, no, I don't think like anybody should partake in this, just because I didn't want you to feel bad. And they actually appreciated it, and like a lot of girls have actually left.
Oh wow.
And so
come on.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And so I think I learned a lot about boldness. I've learned a lot about like just sharing your testimony, but definitely anything that just requires you to join in agreement with something, that's a red flag right there.
Yeah, what is coming into agreement with something look like?
Yeah, I think so. The Bible talks about let your yes be yes and your no be no. So anything beyond that is from the evil one. The Bible literally says that. So
come on,
if it's asking you to do something that's not a simple yes or no, that's one. Is there a ceremony involved? That's a red flag. And coming to agreement, basically, sometimes it can be more simpler though. It's acknowledging it and accepting that as your identity, essentially.
Oh, talk about it.
And so because I love how you talk sometimes, like, because whenever you're praying, you're even talking about that, like coming out of agreement with anything that's not of the Lord. So basically coming into agreement is accepting that. So you can accept like an infirmity as your identity when God says like, hey, you don't have to accept that.
Wow.
Or you can accept like, oh, you know, I'm just always going to be someone who fails. A lot of people accept failure and they come into agreement with that, and then they'll continue to fail. And it's like, the Lord didn't call you a failure. He said you're victorious. Yeah. And so coming to agreement is accepting that as who you are. And that's just what you're going to struggle with. And when you come out of agreement, you kind of reclaim your victory in Christ. And you have to repeat the word of God and who he says you are, and say like, I'm not coming into agreement with that. That's not me. No. And then you know, speak the victory over your life. And then that's how you're able to break free, honestly.
Come on.
And have your breakthrough. And I've experienced that so much. Like even with my mouth earlier this year, I couldn't open my mouth. It was literally shut. Attacks.
Really?
And I had to come
out. That's literally your gift, is your voice. Yeah. That's your anointing.
And I had to come out of agreement with that and not accept that as my life, because they kind of wanted me to. I mean, like, hey, this is going to be your life. You're not going to be able to talk normally ever again. Yeah. And I had to come out of agreement and say, no, I'm a child of God.
Ooh.
I'm going to speak.
And I think a lot of doctors are actually, like, in a way, people aren't ready for this, but speaking curses over people's lives, and they're coming to agreement with it, because I literally just got healed from like the precursor to diabetes.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
So I was wearing like a Dexcom. I was taking medicine, and they're like, yeah, if you don't do this, you're going to develop type 1 diabetes. And I said, okay, well, I guess I have to do this. I was operating in so much fear. I ended up literally waking up at 3 a.m. every night. Wild. 3 a.m. every night with the low blood sugar. Wrap it up. And then I want to wake up the next morning with six low blood sugars in one day. It just like wasn't adding up, and I was like, this just feels demonic. And I really, what the Lord like showed me is like, first I was coming into agreement with something that I don't have. So I had to like denounce that and renounce that. And then I had friends pray healing over me.
Yeah.
But like in Matthew says, like, because of your faith, you are healed. And mm-hmm. same with you, because of with your mouth and your jaw, you believed healing and mm-hmm. you believed that you were a child of a king. You weren't sick or you didn't have whatever log jaw, whatever they said you yeah. had. And I actually believe like in this next generation, the Lord is bringing a lot of healing and like reclaiming the land.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of things we've come into agreement, specifically with mental health,
yeah.
with health of like, oh, you have to take this medicine or you have to do this. Actually, I don't believe it's always your portion. Mm-hmm. There's sometimes medicine that, yeah, the Lord allows that to be there, but like, it's not your portion to like put. What I was doing was like, before I would go to the Lord, let me check my blood sugar before I go to God. I don't want a low blood sugar, but it's just like, whatever you're going to first in the morning is your idol.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're checking that phone, that's where you're going to be finding your worth the rest of the day.
Yep.
If you're going, immediately you think you need to eat first, nah, the spirit need to eat first. You know what I'm saying?
Spirit need to eat.
Come on, let the spirit eat.
Yeah, but that's so true, because I know even me, like, I had to take medication before for different things like anxiety, stuff like that, and then... Yeah, luckily God, he was like, I don't want this to be your life. So like, I was having allergic reactions, like wow. I was going through it, bro. And that all of that kind of led into my jaw situation of like basically just like all this stress upon my life mm-hmm. to where it's just like my body was like, oh, and God wow. was like, you gonna address this or not? You gonna come to me?
Well, and or no, not? That's so good. Talk about that, because the enemy had you thinking that you said you're having anxiety. So mm-hmm. then you're like, okay, well, let me get on some medicine,
mm-hmm.
masking the issue.
Yeah,
you get on the medicine and then it actually makes it worse, and then it creates a deeper issue.
Yeah.
So like, I literally just talked about this in the last episode of like, feelings are a good guide, but our feelings can also be deceitful. But once we have that feeling of anxiety or anything that's not of the Lord, that is our first reaction. We need to go pray. Something in the spirit is like, we're not walking in tune with the spirit.
Yeah.
Because the Lord's clear, whenever we're living life in tune with the spirit, the fruits will follow. Thanks. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. Where's the peace at? Because if we got the anxiety, where's the peace? You're obviously not walking into the spirit. So, yeah, I don't know where I was going with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, praise the Lord. Yeah, praise the Lord. He healed me. I don't take medicine no more.
Come
I
on.
Threw away all the bottles, like all that. So,
come on.
Like, praise because the Lord. He can truly heal you. And yeah, you look back and be like, who was that? Because I don't know who that was. It was somebody who was living in an identity that was not Christ.
Wow.
Somebody who, yeah, you're just like leaning into your fears versus leaning into like who God says you are. And sometimes you can get sick from believing what the world says, and like it's like taints your mind, and so that's why you need to renew your mind, renew your spirit and stuff like that.
So with the whole baptism, you was the main reason that you got baptized because of the sorority, or was there more stuff?
So the main reason was honestly just the main reason I got baptized was just obedience to the Lord. I felt like he told me to do it. And I think another reason what was really important with the baptism was submission, because I remember I was like, I'm gonna look real stupid right now, because I was like, I'm a Christian quote unquote Christian leader, everybody in my church knows me, and I was like, I'm gonna look crazy. They're gonna be like, aren't you the ones who been encouraging me, and you just getting baptized now?
Yeah.
And I had all these thoughts running through my head of like, I'm gonna look stupid like getting baptized. It was crazy, because whenever I went to go to the table,
it's the humility for me.
Yeah, so I had to humble myself, walk down the aisle. And you know, that actually makes me think of people who walk to the altar to get saved and stuff like that. You know, I want to encourage all y'all. I'm clapping for y'all, because that takes a lot of boldness. Because like, so much is going through your head of like, oh, people are going to judge me, look at me like, but that's why we're here, like that's why we're at church. So the person who would judge you anyway, like, that's not your friend anyway. So all your brothers and sisters in Christ should be clapping for you anyway. Nobody should be looking down on you anyway. That's a beautiful thing that you're choosing to go get prayer to, you know, to call on the Lord. And actually a lot of different leaders ended up getting baptized that day. And so
were
all
you the first one?
One of the first, yeah.
Come on.
And then we all looked at each other like, oh, you here too? Oh, you here too? And then some people were like, dang, my husband don't even know I'm getting baptized. Like, I wasn't planning on this. So we all, it was beautiful for us to even be comforted as we got to the table, because it was like outside of the sanctuary, to be like, oh, snap, like you walked out here too?
That's
because all of our eyes were closed. And so it was a really beautiful thing for us to all share that moment. And it was all of us who were people who were like, oh, you're a worship leader, what do you mean you're getting baptized? Or, oh, you lead a ministry at your college, what do you mean you're getting baptized? So it was really cool to see like all of us who had been walking with the Lord.
Yeah.
Kind of renew.
Wow.
And it was like a really beautiful moment.
Do you think there was like just a pass of like being stagnant, into a pass of like, in a way, like not necessarily lukewarm, but maybe lukewarm, of like, it was just like, I guess, stagnant. And then you're like, was that part of it or no?
I think I would say that there was like a lot of oppression that I was going through. Like it was, I was going through a lot of battles.
And that was during the jaw.
Yeah, all that. And so I feel like it's a new chapter almost of like God saying like, this is your new chapter. I'm commissioning you into your new, the season of your life, honestly. And so I feel like that was also another beautiful thing of like, I'm working on an album. It's called Breakthrough. Like it just really was significant, like significant to like show like the breakthrough that God has done in my own life.
Yeah, yeah.
Restoration with so many relationships. Like, yeah, he's been doing a new thing in my life.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you a hard question. So a lot of people, not a lot, some people say like Christian rap music is just like ungodly. It's not from the Lord. What would you say?
I'll say definitely not, because I'm saved.
Come on.
And Christian rap influenced me to get saved. Come on. I would say, honestly, like, for real, like, I talked about how I had to seek God for myself whenever I first got saved because of my family not, you know, believing in it. And so Christian rap helped disciple me, bro. Yeah, like, no cap. Like, the different things that they would talk about, I'd be like, what is that? And then I'll go look it up in the Bible. Like, dying to flesh, I didn't know what that meant. And so I would look at what dying to flesh meant. And then I was able to see more in the Bible. Different things. Like, they quote different Bible scriptures. So I would say you can say more in a rap song than you can in other styles.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can fit more words.
Yeah.
And so it really did help disciple me, honestly, and, like, encourage me to be unashamed of the gospel. And like,
it's just a beat of music, bro.
Yeah.
It's literally just the beat's different. The tempo's changed up.
Yeah.
Like, because what I was telling you before this, I'd be, like, I would just, like, be chilling, like, from Firm Foundation, I would literally like be singing that like rap part all the time in my life because it's Bible.
Yeah.
So like just cover me, enemy under me, like continue like speaking that over your life.
Yeah.
So it's like, I remember when you came out with that song specifically, I was in Honduras and Honduras is like, in a way there can be, not all, I don't speak for the country, but some like legalistic like parts in the culture.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were saying like, oh, like that song's not of the Lord. And I remember like translating.
Yeah.
I said, you don't know what this song's saying. And I started to like translate the lyrics and they were like their mouths were on the floor.
The song says that.
Yeah. And they were like, but because they were basing it off like the beat of it.
Yeah.
Just because it sounds like the world doesn't mean it's of the world. Mm-hmm. The Lord says we're going to be in the world, but we're not going to be of it.
Mm-hmm.
What Satan meant for evil, like God will turn for good. Mm-hmm. So it's like if there's... No matter if it's, I actually believe revival is going to be happening in the music industry, in Hollywood, all with all these things. Just because it looks like the world doesn't mean it's from the world.
Yeah.
And I remember specifically, like, I don't know if I've ever told you this, like that song, I went in like the church of Honduras and I started like singing that and I was like crying. Wow. Like, I don't cry so from beautiful. A rap music. It's kind of hard to cry like with rap music because it's like hype, but like, just because like that, it was just like talking about like getting through, like the Lord is faithful and just like remembering his promises. And I was just like crying because there's just like a lot going on. I mean, when your dad come in another country, like it's a lot. And I just remember like crying and I was like, from that day, I was like, Wande, I literally love you. Like you're anointed. So
praise the Lord.
Your music is so good. So regardless of what anybody says, like, so I've experienced like the Holy Spirit through your music.
Wow.
So it's like, that's enough that you need to know. If the Lord's impacted one person, and I don't give fake hype, I'm not going to tell you this just because you're on my podcast.
Yeah.
I don't do that. If just, even if it was just for me, then that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like anybody who doesn't agree with that, like I really think they just need to check themselves in that, because it's just giving like their culture. Like the Lord created us all different.
Yeah.
I like different clothes than you.
Yeah.
I like different music than you. I mean, we kind of like the same music. But, like, we all like different stuff. And, like, what we just need to release in the church, I believe God's bringing unity.
Yeah.
I believe he's bringing unity. What we need to release in the church is just this idea of everyone has to like what I like and want what I want. At the end of the day, if we would just want Jesus, everything else would follow.
Yep.
It doesn't have to have the exact sound. It doesn't have to look the same way. But if the heart posture is towards Jesus, everything else is going to follow.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't realize that's what unites a lot of Christian rap fans. What we have in common is that we love Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, and like, we be so lit, like, whenever we come to shows, it's like, man, like, oh, you're talking about this. So, like, some of my favorite Christian rap songs are the ones where they go the hardest about Jesus. Like, that's my 10.
Wow.
Like, if you can go hard about Jesus and, like, biblical concepts, and it goes hard, like that's a
come on,
that's a 10 for me. And I'm like, dang. So like, that's why I even love people like Hovey. Like, he's been really encouraging me and inspiring me in this season, because he's really passionate about that as well. And I'm like, yes, we need more of this.
Come on, there's a different type of authority in Christian rap. If I'm like trying to really get hyped up in the spirit, like the authority I think that Christian rap carries, because each like, not genre, but I guess each like type of like Christian music, there's like a worship, there's like a praise, there's like, rap is like authority. It's like, it's like just like so much of like just I trample on serpents, getting it. Like it's just like constantly like I don't know. So I just think there's like a power in like just rap music specifically of carrying God's authority. Like Luke 10:19, like he's given us the power to trample on snakes and scorpions, but we don't rejoice because of that. We rejoice because our name is registered in heaven.
Yeah.
And also it depends on the artist that you're listening to, because some people be whack. Like some people claim to be a Christian, but side eye, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what is like this next season of your life look like? You got any projects you working on? Like,
yeah. So this next season of life honestly is leaning on God. Like,
come on,
for real. Like, even we talked about it. Like, I feel like it's an open ended season to where it's just like being sensitive to whatever God is telling me to do, and then being like, okay, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm leaning in, and it's been interesting. A lot of people have been like talking about different areas where they feel like God is calling me to go, so I'm excited to see like how God uses me in those arenas. But right now, one of the public things I can share is music.
Come on.
So I'm really excited about a new album I've been working on. It's called Breakthrough, and like a lot of people have been excited about the music internally, like it's just really like celebrating like what it feels like to break free, and like encouraging Christians to be like, hey man, like you don't have to come into agreement with all these different things, like you don't have to be stuck in the old you, like we gonna break free.
Come on.
Break free. And I'm really excited like just for what it's gonna do, because it's like it's taking ownership over various areas of your life, from like your culture to your femininity to your faith, just everything, and just like reclaiming it, and to be like, you know, I'm unashamed of who Christ made me to be, and I'm unashamed to be a Christian, and I'm unashamed to scream his name out loud, and I'm realizing like I'm not gonna be stuck in bondage in who I used to be. I'm not gonna let hatred like linger in my heart. I'm gonna be someone who forgives, who loves, and who just lives out a life of just being everything that Christ called me to do. And so I'm very excited for this new chapter.
When is the album release?
Q3 is what I'm saying. Q3. So okay. Q3 is like July, August,
come
September.
On, a little summer vibe. Come on.
So I'm very excited. It's gonna be really dope. So that's Afrobeat, awesome. Hip hop, pop.
It's fun.
So
I'm excited for that. So what goes into the process like of you writing these songs?
Yeah.
Like how do you even figure out what to write?
This one's been completely different. Not completely, but more serious. So this one's been a lot of praying and fasting. So the whole album, I actually fasted. And so anytime we have a session, it's a fasting day. And so, but I believe that God's doing something new.
What does your fast look like?
So for me, it's like 6 to 6. Okay. So I don't eat anything and prayer in the morning, prayer in the afternoon, all the time, you know?
Yeah,
and I'm just seeking the Lord, basically, just kind of leaning on him. So that's kind of like what it looks like. And I feel like for me, it's helped because it's like, God, I'm leaning on you for this album. This ain't me. This is you.
Come on.
It's been beautiful. I've already seen the results. We released one of the songs already, Send That. And
on that album,
that's been like one of my most impactful songs already in a week. I've gotten so much support too on like the business side from it. It's been a beautiful thing. So I'm already seeing like the music impact people's lives. So that one was like on the boldest tip of like, hey man, send it to God, being like, hey, I'm a child of God, I'm not accepting nonsense.
Come on.
I really love that. And just the new songs that we have coming out as well, like it's so funny, the next song that we're going to release next, it's called Pray For Me. And it's talking about reclaiming your victory and reclaiming. It's like basically how we talked about not accepting things. It's like, hey, I'm renouncing that, and I'm claiming my victory and the power of God over my life. And so I'm so excited for this. But the process has been a lot of prayer. Just really seeking God for like, what do you want me to say?
What in the song Send That? So like, what was there like specific like lyrics that were like inspired like in just what you have gone through?
Definitely. I would say just like even the ending, like people trying to play the saints. Like I've gone through seasons of people like trying to use like what we're doing. Like I call it pimp out the anointing, where they're like, "Oh, you're anointed. Let me pimp that out to make money." And like it's like you don't actually care about me as a person, or like you don't actually care about it being spirit led. You're just like, oh, pluck this, pimp it out. Oh, it keeps going viral, keep posting, like just different things like that. And so like God has been showing me, like, you know, it doesn't matter what people are doing, their nonsense, like he'll address that situation. Me, just keep a pure heart, like come don't on. Let them taint my heart, but keep loving God, keep praying for them though, because you know we want the circle back. And just keep living your life for Christ and keep being unashamed, and also just not backing down, like not feeling intimidated. Because I think in the past, like whenever I've gone through trials, it's kind of made me kind of like hide in my shell, per se. But God has been saying like, no, don't let your voice be silent. Like, speak up.
Come on.
Advocate. And just realize like, no, I'm gonna keep doing my purpose, like, because the devil wants you to stop.
Yeah.
His goal is to like, let me add some problems in her family. Yeah. Let me add some problems over there.
Right.
She's going to shut down and then she won't talk. But it's like, no, like no matter what's coming my way, I'm sending it up to God.
Come on.
He's going to handle it. And I was still, he's going to still get his mission accomplished.
Come on. There's like a new sound coming on, like with this Christian rap.
Yeah.
There's like a new sound that is like, it's breaking like the internet. Like it's breaking the world. Like the Lord is like bringing such like an anointed like sound across the world that's like, it's insane. I know you see it.
Yeah.
And I actually feel like the next album is probably going to be that way. What I'm so hyped for it. What would you say to like to girls who or guys who want to, this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't nobody doing what Wanda doing.
Hey, you know?
There ain't nobody doing what Wanda's doing. Like you're like literally like paving a road and a path for the next generation of like women. Like when did Christian women rap become a thing? I mean, there's like a few. I know like Childlike CC. Yeah. I know Jackie's rapping a bit.
Yeah.
I know Portia Love. Like, yeah. But it's just like, when did this even become a thing? And like, what would you say to girls who are like wanting to? Because y'all are killing it. And I love the unity.
Yeah.
I love the unity that you women have coming together to like edify one another. And just like, it's not for one specific platform. It's for the platform of the Lord.
Yeah.
For no one else's platform but God's. So what would you say to the girl who wants to do Christian rap? Because I don't know, like, who did you have a girl inspiration or did you just
there was no one there was no one
girl like, you like straight up just made your own.
Hey, shout out God, because like on. Even that I feel like God even renewed me in that, because before then I was like, I guess all I could look to is secular people, but then I was like, I can't even look to that for inspiration, because it's like everything is anti-gospel, like self-glorification. That's not what God told me to do. He told me to be humble.
Yeah.
Oh, show my body. God told me to be modest. Everything was like, I can't even look to you, sis. Like, dang.
Yeah.
Really, like, I'm so excited for the unity. I feel like that's so important. I had to fight for that because everything in you and everything in the industry wants to say, no, don't unify. Or it's hard too, because women, we historically have like the lowest platforms.
Mm.
So then even with that, you have to fight, because then they're going to be like, this doesn't make business sense. Like, this person's platform is not, it's not going to help you.
Mm.
And so a lot of times it isn't helping me. So I'm really shooting my shot and being like,
come on,
Lord, make this song go.
Yeah.
Because only you can make it. Period. And yeah, because I think people don't even see that aspect of things. Like sometimes you do have to sacrifice. I might sacrifice some sales, but for the sake of like putting my sister on a song. And it's okay. Like, you know, because we're doing it for the Lord, not for numbers and stuff like that. And so, it's a beautiful thing though. The new chapter, new season. I would say any girl who wants to do this, do it. If the Lord is calling you, send that thing up to God. He's gonna handle the rest. So like, if the Lord is really calling you to music, he'll take care of it. He'll open the doors. Even with CeCe, like, it don't have to take years. Like, you know, God is, he can work rapidly. Like, so he
said,
can
I eat, be set on nipple.
Yeah So he can make it happen like overnight. Like, so whatever he's calling you to do, your story is not the same as somebody else. He's doing a new thing each day. So
it's just so cool, like how you straight up like just created your own thing. It's so wild. Do you ever like just sit back and think like, I mean, God did it like through you, but it's just like so wild that the Lord like chose you to like just create this new, like,
I'm honored. I'm like,
it's wild.
Thanks, Lord.
Like, you're just like creating, like, because like you said, there was no one to look to in that. There's no one to look to. So like, that's so wild. And I feel like in a lot of our callings, like so many of us have had that promise of the Lord showing us, but it's like, there's no one to look to in it. So who do you look to? God.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to God, he handle the rest, and then you just walk through with the Lord. It's just so wild, and it's just, your story is such a cool just representation of like actually walking in faith, because it doesn't make sense in the world. It didn't make sense when people, I'm gonna be a female Christian rap artist, they're like, huh, that's not even a thing. People don't even know, and they're probably doubting, speaking word curses, saying these things over you. But you said, you know what, I know what my actual father says. My earthly father can say something, but I know what my actual father says. And look, the Lord doesn't withhold from his kids. He always follows through with his promises. That's what he did with you.
Yeah.
It's so wild.
Praise the Lord.
I love it.
I love everybody. You know, stay blessed out here. Walk by faith. You never know. He might be calling you to do something new. So listen, because, you know, the next instruction might be contingent upon the obedience of the first instructions. So,
come on.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Hey, before we exit this pod, can you just do a little prayer, specifically, and just prayer of like faith, and just maybe rebuking the spirit of unbelief that is over people's life because their circumstances aren't aligning?
Story of my life.
Come on.
All right. Dear God, thank you so much for bringing us here today. Thank you so much for all of the listeners of this amazing podcast, Father. I just pray for anybody who's listening today who wants to step out in faith, Father. I pray that you fill them with boldness, Father. Yes, let them be filled with faith, Lord. You know, let them just walk and just move. Take a step, Father. I know it can be scary when your circumstances don't align, but let them remember your faithfulness, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
They don't even have to, you know, be prepared, you know, because you're faithful. You know, they don't have to lean on themselves. Lean not on your own understanding, but lean on the Lord. God, let them just remember the times you've been faithful, like with Joseph's life, Lord God. You came through, and you ended up in the palace, Father. So whenever the circumstances don't align, it doesn't make sense. It seems crazy, you know, just like Joseph with the colorful coat. It's like, how are you going to make it out there? Lord, let them remember, like, you've been faithful before, so you can be faithful again, Father. Just fill them with confidence, fill them with boldness. Let them know that they have brothers and sisters in Christ who are praying for them and cheering them on. And yeah, God, I just pray that they'll take that step. Just like, you know, we did too out here, you know, me and Karu. So Lord, I just pray that you be with our brothers and sisters in Christ and let them be able to, you know, rebuke the spirit of fear, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And we're so grateful for you, Lord, and we're so grateful for, you know, all the new things that will happen as a result of people being obedient and taking a step of faith. And we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Come on, somebody. Yeah. Woo! All right, let me get it.
Yeah.